The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a disappointing result in Chicago at the United Center in front of a crowd of 20,130 fans. The final score is the Chicago Blackhawks 6 and the San Jose Sharks 3. Here's how it all happened tonight. San Jose was hoping to get a continued good start to games and then play for the full 60 minutes. But what they ran into was a Chicago Blackhawks determined team that was bound and determined to end a five-game winless streak. And the Blackhawks would take an early lead. They came into this game 0 for their previous 26 on the power play. But unfortunately, after the Blackhawks, number one penalty-killing team in the NHL, killed off a Sam Rinzell penalty early in the first, a bench minor for too many men on the ice for the Sharks proved to be fatal as Connor Bedard ended that lengthy power play drought for Chicago. Matt Greslick down low now into the corner. Bertuzzi is there. Centering pass. Oh, boy. Bedard shoots and scores. We're 7 minutes into this first period, and we're already seeing the skill and the elan of Connor Bedard. Yep, the skill and elan of Bedard helped that. His 23rd goal of the season from Teuvo Teravainen and Tyler Bertuzzi. That was a power play goal that ended that 0-for-26 string for Chicago. They led 1-0, and they were off to the races. It was only 1-0 at the end of one, but then Chicago went bang, bang, bang in the third, spelling the end of Yaroslav Askarov's night. Connor Murphy getting the puck on the point, and the puck had eyes getting through traffic, his fourth of the season, assisted by Matt Greslick and Ryan Donato at 2:14, made it 2-0. And then Donato, who had a great night tonight, scored his 12th goal of the season at 9:35 from Ilya Mikheyev and Jason Dickinson. So 3-0 Chicago. It got even worse at 10:36 for the end of Yaroslav Askarov's night when rookie Sam Rinzell would score his second of the year. So Liljegren back on defense with Orlov, gives his D partner the puck. Orlov sends a long feed ahead. That's a beautiful feed to Smith. Semi-breakaway moving in. Backhander. Oh, it hit the outside of the post. He just missed. He deked the puck around Knight. And then he ran out of real estate, and his backhand chance should have gone in, but it hit the outside of the post, and no soap for San Jose. Mikheyev back the other way. This could be dangerous, and they score! Mikheyev centers to Rinzell right after. Will Smith had that golden chance to get the Sharks on the board. His puck hit the outside of the post. Up ice come the Blackhawks, and Mikheyev gets to Rinzell. The youngster puts it in to make it 4-0 Chicago. Yeah, that was a tough one. Will Smith had that breakaway opportunity in front, and he made the deke, and he couldn't bang it in with the backhand. And so right up the ice came the Blackhawks, and Rinzell gets his second, assisted by Ilya Mikheyev. And that was it for the starter, Yaroslav Askarov, who gave up his fourth goal of the game. It was 4-0 Blackhawks. Now, the Sharks would do the best they could to claw their way back into the game, and they would do that. But unfortunately, they found out that a 4-0 deficit is awfully tough to come back against in the NHL. At 12:05 of the second period, Will Smith, who had been denied earlier, would get his 17th of the season to get the Sharks on the board. Celebrini across the line, rips one wide of the net. Celebrini gets his own rebound. Behind the net, centering feed, Smith shoots, score! Will Smith gets the puck back from Macklin Celebrini and gets the Sharks on the board. At 12:05 of the second period, Smith makes it a 4-1 game, and Will Smith extends his point scoring streak to 5 straight games. It was Will Smith's 17th goal of the season. Macklin Celebrini getting his 80th point of the year with the assist. Colin Graf also assisting, and the Sharks felt like they were getting back into the game. But 36 seconds after Will Smith scored, it was time for Ilya Mikheyev to provide some more magic. It's Donato. He's got a goal against San Jose, his old team. Bodied up there by Celebrini, trying to center it. Now it's Dickinson. Shoots. Tip. Score. Nikhayev in the slot is going to get credit for the goal, and that is going to be his third point of the game to make the score 5-1 in favor of Chicago. For Ilya Nikhayev, it is 11th goal of the season. And this line of Dickinson, Donato, and Nikhayev is cleaning up today. They did clean up indeed. Nikhayev, his 11th, from Dickinson and Donato. That was the first goal scored against Alex Nedeljkovic, who relieved the starter, Yaroslav Askarov. So 5-1 in favor of Chicago. But the Sharks refused to give up. And Macklin Celebrini's line with Tyler Toffoli and Will Smith continued to provide all of the inspiration. This time it was Celebrini's defense that started it, and then Macklin in front finishing it off. And he backhands into Blackhawks territory. Celebrini in there forechecking. Got it to Toffoli. Sends it toward the net in front. Celebrini shoots and scores! Celebrini made the defensive play in the corner, and the moment that he tipped the puck back toward Toffoli on the right point, he streaked to the front of the net. Toffoli, seeing that, put the puck right on the tape, and Macklin tips it up top, and the Sharks had their second goal of the game. That put him back into the contest. Celebrini's 28th goal of the season, assisted by Tyler Toffoli at 15:11 of the second period, and that's how it ended after two. It was 5-2 in favor of Chicago. Early in the third, the Sharks got some more life. Filip Kurashev almost lost the puck after a great pinch by Vinny Desharnais, but he held on to it and made a perfect pass to Shakir Mukhamudulin, who had the smarts to jump up into the play and score this pretty goal. Trying to keep it going, coming in there was Desharnais. He senses Kurashev's back on the point, gives Phil the puck, stick handles, throws it across, in front, the score! Mukhamudulin from Kurashev, and the Sharks are back in the game at 2:13 to the third. The score, the Blackhawks 5 and the Sharks 3. Great goal by Mukhamudulin. He's played well in his two games back from injury. Filip Kurashev, good to see him get a point here in his old stomping ground of Chicago. And as you mentioned, Vinny Desharnais with a strong pinch on that play. That was one of the nicer goals tonight.
It really was. And I think that the key things that they kind of cascade, right? So the nice pinch by Desharnais in the corner keeps the play alive. A really good job, you know, backing him up by Kurashev. He loses the puck, but has a presence of mind to find Mukhamudulin coming down the back door, makes a nice play with his backhand, and then Mukhamudulin, like he's a goal scorer scoring 40 goals a year, collects it, doesn't panic, pulls it to his backhand, and absolutely roofs it over Spencer Knight.
Third goal of the season for Mukhamudulin, and again, Kurashev and Desharnais the assist at 2:13 to the third. So at that point, the Sharks were back in the game emotionally. They outshot the Blackhawks 15-4 in the third. The problem was Spencer Knight. He came up with some gigantic saves in the third period. Got a little help from some posts, too. But that's a big reason why the score stayed 5-3 until the 14:41 mark of the third period, when Ryan Donato finished things off and took the wind out of the Sharks' sails. And here come the Hawks. Nikhayev with 3 points tonight. Stick handles on Orlov. Moves around and back behind the net. Backhand shot, save. Rebound, score. Nikhayev got around Orlov on that play. That was the critical part of it. A great save on the backhand shot by Nikhayev, by the goaltender Nedeljkovic, but Ryan Donato is right there to bang it in and make it 6-3 Chicago. And that's a tough one to take at the 14:41 mark of the third. It certainly was. Ryan Donato getting his second goal of the night, fourth point of the night, 13th goal of the season. Assisted by Ilya Mikheyev, his third assist, fourth point of the evening, and Connor Murphy also assisting on the play. But the whole key to it there was the fact that Mikheyev used that size and that speed to get underneath Orlov, who knew what he had to do, but that was just a classic case of one man winning a battle against another, and then no chance on the rebound for Nedeljkovic.
I think Mikheyev is probably frustrated a lot of organizations because of his inconsistency, but what he showed tonight is that he can be a force. To be that size, to be able to skate that well, he is a problem. And when he put his head down and he was skating, he was getting to the net, there's no question about it. And he had the hands to make that nice play. Nedeljkovic made a fantastic, you know, save with his left shoulder. The rebound goes to the back door, right on the doorstep to Donato, who was able to just, you know, slam it into the empty net. But that play is entirely created by Mikheyev.
So, final score, Blackhawks 6, the Sharks 3. And once again, you can't spot a team 4 goals and think that you're having a great chance to come back. Now, the Sharks did their best, but unfortunately, they would fall just short. Ryan Donato, 2 goals, 2 assists, 4 points, plus 5 in the game. Nobody in the NHL has had a plus 5 night against the Sharks this season. The best before today was plus 3. That happened 23 times. Brandon Hagel, the most recent person who did that for Tampa Bay in a 4-1 loss back on January 20th. More than that, a 1-goal, 3-assist performance by Ilya Mikheyev. He was plus 4 in the game, so two Blackhawks did better in the even strength against the Sharks than anybody else had so far this year. Unfortunately, the San Jose Sharks dropped back to 27-23-4. They are 0-2-1 in their last three games, and in those contests, they've been outscored 13-8. Meanwhile, the Blackhawks' five-game winless streak is over. A big one for Chicago as they have 22 wins, 25 losses, and 9 OTs for 53 points. They gain ground on the Sharks and some other teams, too, in the Western Conference race. That is it for our Sharks Instant Replay for tonight. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.